Our guest at the cafe this morning is Herald Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, this is the week that the other huge summer movie is coming out, and this is, of course, the latest in the Star Wars series, and it's Solo, a Star Wars story. And this tells the story of Han Solo before all the original Star Wars movies.
Yes, it's where he attains the Millennium Falcon, his ship. He's played, by the way, by Alden Ehrenreich, who's an upcoming actor who's had a bunch of lead roles, but he's not a household word yet. But
obviously, Harrison Ford, pretty much too old now for this part.
Well, yes, it would be
stretch a point.
Plus, they killed him off. You know,
that's right.
They killed him. So this.
Well, but that was further down.
Oh,
the
that's
line.
That's way back. That's like seven movies back or up or whatever. The other way around. But he has the ability of the same swagger and that same killer grin, and he's very much the same kind of attitude, the hotshot kind of pilot that he was. We saw later, but in this, he's a lot more immature and thinks he can do things that he can't. He gets in a lot of trouble.
Now, the Chewbacca character is in this. Are there any of the other original Star Wars characters?
No, but there are some droids that are, well, related to the other droids like that. They refer to, because this is before.
Ron Howard directs this.
Yeah, he came in and replaced the original directors that were co-directors. And it's amazing because it's seamless. You can't tell who did what, but some of this was filmed by other directors, but they ended up giving him the Solo title of director of the film. And he's done plenty of movies, but never anything quite like this. He's done quite a few. So he's enough of a pro that he was able to get in and follow the Steven Spielberg or the George Lucas. He's very familiar with their work.
Sure.
And this one is such an adventure. It's got so many funny, great things in it. It's a lot more to me like except it takes place in outer space. It's like Indiana Jones. It has, all kinds of cute set pieces and funny things that happen and some comical droids and one droid that's a lady droid, and she's trying to free all the droids. She tells them, they don't have to do this. You can go off on your own. You don't have to be a slave.
In fact, one of the reviews said, vigorously cute and unflappably charming.
Right.
Yeah. So this is gonna be a big hit.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah. And you think you like it.
I just really just adored it. Mm-hmm. The music just gets me every time. Han Solo has his own theme. And has all along, and you can recognize it here. And of course, just the main Star Wars anthem. I hear them, and I just get goosebumps. Yeah. I still do.
Is John Williams involved?
He didn't conduct, but it is his. Some of it's his music. They have another conductor for this, but they save that. It doesn't come along till later after he wins the Millennium Falcon. I won't give away too much, but it's a gambling thing.
We're talking with Alice Reese, Herald Banner movie critic. Now, a movie that came out, we don't have much time left, but a movie that came out last week, I think our audience, a lot of our audience will be interested in is, of course, Book Club with Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, Mary Steenburgen, Candace Bergen, and you liked it.
I did like it very much. I was surprised. The previews kind of was turned off. I was turned off by them. I thought it's kind of silly looking, but they are such pros, and they all have such great comedic timing. Plus, there's men that get involved in this, and for the women, it's Don Johnson and Andy Garcia, who is just so charming, The guys are younger than the girls.
But not by much, are they?
Oh, yeah, quite a bit.
Don Johnson, is that much younger?
Don Johnson is like 68, and he's with Jane Fonda, who happens to be 80 years old.
He's around 80, yeah.
80 years old.
How old is Mary Steenburgen?
She's the youngest, I think, of the women. Yeah. She's 65.
Yeah, yeah. One of the reviews said, breeziest 2 hours in the theater you'll spend this summer.
I think it's just a really great feel-good movie, and it shows that, old people need love, too.
And as you say, these are the pros in this movie. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
And it's Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.